Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up a first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, today is my daughter Deza's 15th birthday. I cannot express how much joy she brings to my life and to the dads, plus the excitement that she brings to our three-year-old little brother. Her three-year-old little brother every single day. No matter how much bickering those two do, at the end of the day, it's Deza there with hugs and kisses for her little brother. The kindness and compassion she gives to everyone, regardless of who they are, we're so proud of who she is and who she's growing up to be. Remember, kiddo, and everything that you do. Mom, dad, and little brother love you unconditionally. So, can we get a little kid fish sandwich, some advice from the coach on being 15, and a freshman in high school, some green beans, and please finish it off with the cat farts.
Fish sandwich!
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
All right, this is sound odd, and I know you're sitting there 15. You think 6 or 9 months from now you're going to get that learner's permit, everything's going to be awesome. Don't do it. You got plenty of time. I'm sure you have other friends. Let you drive you around. It's not as exciting as one thinks. Now, starting high school can be a little confusing. Old coach would suggest you play a sport. That way you know some people going in.
Hello, guys.
And don't fart that loud in class. They will make fun of you for the next 4 years.
Or own it.
That's right.
Please give a birthday shout out to my baby sister, Stephanie. Congratulating her on another year of being smart, beautiful, and super cool. Her childhood nickname was Chug-a-Lug because she would help herself to any beer left laying around.
Oh.
She once fed me a cat chew by claiming it was beef jerky. I told her I'd get her back someday. And she's the only woman I've ever seen who wouldn't miss a Metallica show just because she was 8 months pregnant. So, can we get a bong rip in the Dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. Keep on rocking. You're the best. P.S. Ryan Castle has a great show, too.
Yeah, it's too bad I didn't run into you as that Metallica show, because I will only have sex with pregnant women after the 8 month.
Yeah, said you would be the true master of the puppet.
Yeah, that's true. Master, master.
Sounds like there was already whiskey in the jar.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Think about what's getting a contestant on the line now. For your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, as we get a contestant there, a couple extra emails. Subject of Black Eyed Peas.
All right.
Okay.
Fellas.
Yeah.
The hate for the song My Humps a couple weeks ago was definitely warranted.
Yes.
However, the album it was released with, Monkey Business, has to be one of the best hip-hop and pop albums of the past few decades. Ted will definitely dig the beats and jazz-heavy vibes, as well as the appearances from James Brown and Sting. And you would have to be crazy to say that Pump It, which samples Miserloo, doesn't pump you up. Give it another chance. That from Jonathan.
To be fair, Jonathan, I have not heard the album. I just know that song, song is terrible.
I mean, they do good pop music.
All right. Yeah. That song just wasn't one of them.
Well, and Black Eyed Peas... Right, like, if you go old school, it's a lot more rap and kind of different. Yeah. And then, like, no offense, but, you know, they added Fergie and they wanted to make some money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All the boys, my wife and
thus
I picked
they
up
wrote
a...
My lady lumps, my humps, my lovely lady lumps.
Boys, my wife and I picked up a six-pack of the Men's Room Lager at Safeway in Thrasher's Corner. Watched the game last night and drank it while munching on some Chesapeake-flavored Smith Family Popcorn.
Oh, excellent. Right.
Good-ass stuff, guys. That from Ray. You know, you don't really bring us in any Chesapeake-flavored popcorn from your family's place.
I don't. They charge me.
Do they?
They don't give you a family discount at Smith
Family. Well, they'll give me some gear, but yeah. I will say the Chesapeake is good.
Is it?
It's basically caramel corn with a Chesapeake Bay inspired seasoning.
Yes. Inspired, yes. I think I know what that is.
Do you?
Actually, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what makes Old Bay, Old Bay.
Celery salt.
Is that the main thing?
Is that it?
Honestly, me and Burris, we did research, and years ago we figured out the big thing with most Maryland seasonings is people love celery salt inside the food.
Oh, okay. Really? I like celery salt,
I'll even
salt
put
too.
A little celery salt on my steak.
Mm-mm-mm.
Crazy.
I'm telling you, when he figured this out, we really cracked a code.
That's the big thing. Have you tried to recreate Old Bay to the best of your ability?
No, but I have used celery salt like on its own.
And I do like celery salt. Mm-hmm. That's
I mean, look,
because I don't like celery.
I think a lot of times when people are like, "I like a Chicago dog," like, do you like the celery salt on a hot dog?
That is what they like.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Subject is 100-year flood. We're seeing like it just doesn't seem like it's 100 years anymore, or whatever the deal.
Well, no, I mean, if you keep saying it, I'm like, okay.
Is it?
Here's some knowledge, Ola. On a previous episode, Miles was confused what a 100-year flood actually entails. Here are the details. A 100-year flood does not mean a flood that happens once every 100 years. Instead, it refers to a flood event that has a 1% chance of occurring in any given year.
Aha. Uh-huh.
This is also known as the 100-year recurrence interval, or the 1% annual chance flood. The term describes the statistic probability of a flood of a certain magnitude or greater, not a strict timeline. And it is possible for such a flood to occur in consecutive years, or not at all within a 100-year period. I was surprised that Ted didn't catch that.
Yeah, Ted.
My bad.
Rock on, that from dumbass. The meter reader in Monroe. I had no idea.
Like, we could be stupid, but Ted can.
Not when it comes to weather.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not know that. That's interesting to know.
Honestly, I knew. I'd already gotten on you about something, and I didn't want to keep heading down that path.
Thank you, man.
I didn't want to set him in the weekend bad.
That's right. Buenos dias, bitches.
Buenos dias.
That's what it says. Subject is Icky Eats.
Is it what?
Icky Eats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's me, Icky Eats.
Oh, things that you eat or that somebody else eats that makes you
eat. Oh, yeah. Remember we ate all that weird stuff? Icky not really eats. Weird. It was just combination of stuff.
I'd watch a guy who's just like, I'm Icky Eats.
Join me for my new cooking segment. Ooh, that's icky.
Guys, there's a pizza buffet called John's Incredible Pizza Company. They have peanut butter pizza. It's a regular pepperoni pizza, but under the pizza sauce is a layer of peanut butter. Most people find it disgusting. I love it. And to make it even better, I'll add ranch to it. Have a good one. That from Victor.
The fact that it's on the menu is what blows. It's one thing if you like that. It's another thing to say, oh, no, I can go to a place that has this.
More strange foods. Guys, I have one food for each part of your question from the other episode. Food I eat that makes people go, ew, is peanut butter and Dorito sandwiches. Creamy peanut butter, regular nacho cheese Doritos.
Stop.
It started as a poverty thing for my childhood. I haven't stopped loving it. The food that made me go, ew.
You don't have to mix things together just because you're broke. You got peanut butter and bread, and then you have Doritos. To me, they still, I don't care how broke I am, they stay separate.
The one I didn't like was peanuts and a butter sandwich. As a child, I lived next to an elderly Native American couple. One day when I was over for lunch, I asked for a peanut butter sandwich. They served me peanuts with butter. Never again.
That's little literal on. There.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what you asked
that
for.
That is weird.
That is weird.
Can't even afford peanut butter.
Well, trying to get as close as possible, I guess.
Actually, I was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich this morning. My daughter's sitting across from me. I said, baby, do you know what they call peanut butter in some parts of the country? It's like, what? I said, goober grease. just looked at me and said, "That is disgusting."
I'm like, "It's just the
good. Then don't eat my peanut.
Yeah, don't eat my Gruber grease."
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Time for Lower Your Guesses. As good as mine, it's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine.
Beats the hell out of me, but his name is John. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
John, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. John, what we have for you today is we have the 10 most dangerous states in America to live in. All right? Now, they have a couple metrics here that explain why they came to pick these certain states. Personal residential safety is part of the categories, the metrics. Financial safety, road safety, workplace safety, and emergency preparedness. Now, keep in mind, they say that natural disasters also play into this. So, overall, these states on the Gulf Coast seem to have been heavily impacted by hurricanes. And as far as emergency preparedness goes, those states have a difficult time with this list.
Yeah.
Okay, so it makes them dangerous just based on that alone. All right?
Okay.
John, there are 15 states. Yeah. I'll let you take any of those. I'll get 10 right. All right? Then, I don't know why we picked this one, but we have the 10 greatest Seattle Mariners of all times.
I'm glad you brought it up, man, because nobody's talking about the Mariners.
That's something about, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's October.
The baseball team.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do we still have
team.
One of those?
Not the Seafaring Mariners.
Yeah. Okay,
so, John, do you want to go with the 10 greatest Seattle Mariners of all times, or do you want to go with the 10 most dangerous states?
Yeah, I wouldn't do too well with the Mariners, guys. I haven't been watching that closely since about the Lou Piniella days.
All right. Oh, wow. So you're ready?
I would assume a lot of the people on that list would be from the Lupinella Band.
Yeah, but I think so.
Yeah, maybe.
There are a few
maybe.
On there. Yep, there are a few on there. Yeah. Okay, so, John, we're going to go with the 10 most dangerous states. And keep in mind, there's 15 on the list. We'll need it next week.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. We're going to need that next week. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right, John. You know the game is played. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out.
Okay, so it's the 10 of the 15 most dangerous states based on that long list of criteria.
That is correct. That's it.
All right. And you were saying Gulf states are
don't do
at
very
risk.
Well.
That was a little bit of a hint there.
Yes. And John, also for what it's worth, Vermont was ranked as the safest state to live in. Of all 50, Vermont was second, followed by Massachusetts third, New Hampshire fourth, Maine fifth. What does that tell you? Utah sixth, and then back to Connecticut in the Northeast for seventh.
How is it the only people that don't know the Gulf states are in a dangerous area are the state governments of Gulf states?
I don't know.
So is this weather miles? Is this crime?
All of it.
A mix?
It's all of it.
The things. So dangerous work environment. Where do you go? You go to Alaska.
Gotcha.
When you think about dangerous jobs.
Coal mines.
Logging
McDonald's
jobs.
In Atlanta.
Yeah. Right.
Dangerous job.
Very good. Very good.
Overall existence in Mississippi.
Now you're good. All right, John, what's your first guess?
Howdy.
I think you named my two top guesses already. Number one, let's go with Mississippi.
All right, Mississippi is number two on the list. Very good.
Oh,
damn, Mississippi.
Yeah, well, my buddy just ended up getting a job out there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to the Cougs. Hell of a fight against the number four team in the country this weekend.
Yeah.
I will say this, man. My times in Mississippi have always been good. I did not live there.
I have had a good time in Mississippi.
Yes.
I have had some of the best food of my life in Mississippi, but I know damn well I would not want to live in Mississippi.
I mean, there's a difference between Mobile, Alabama, Biloxi, Mississippi, and the rest of those states.
Yeah. For sure.
That's all you need to know. When you get to the north, you're basically in Tennessee. Everything in between is good luck.
And Memphis is just dangerous.
Memphis is straight up dangerous, right?
Yeah. You don't want to go there. Okay. All right, guys, let's go Alaska.
You want to go Alaska? Alaska.
I'm going Alaska.
Alaska. It is not in the top 15.
Really?
It is not.
I mean, I would just stick like SEC, like maybe Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska, by the way, is the most dangerous state as far as personal and safety rank. Again,
but it does well with everything else.
Correct. Again, like, you know, falling off a fishing boat.
Exactly.
Getting eaten by a Kodiak bear. Something like that.
Fair enough. I got to imagine just the number of people doesn't quite get them all the way up.
Correct.
There.
Right.
My bad.
No worries.
I get it now. All right.
Stick with the Gulf Coast.
Well, let's just go next door. Let's go Louisiana.
Louisiana's number one.
Is that number one?
That's number one. It's the most dangerous state in the United States.
You come on down here and die.
You would have some gumbo or death.
We got new death gumbo.
How spicy is that, sir?
I wouldn't also shy away from Oklahoma. A lot of tigers out there just killing people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Poor Carol Baskin's husband.
I would think, and nothing against West Virginia, but based on the industry there, like coal mining,
there
and
is
strip mining.
No, that's
it's all gone
there's,
now.
There's,
oh, it's gone.
There's no jobs. You're not going to get hurt being employed in West Virginia because you don't have a job in West Virginia.
All right, guys, let's go South Carolina.
South Carolina.
I like South Carolina.
Hey, you know what? It's number 14. That's based on hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So keep thinking hurricanes, man.
All right. Florida's got to be in there, man.
Yeah, I think Florida's probably on there.
Gulf Coast, man. Bama.
I mean, if South Carolina, Louisiana, then Mississippi are on there. Let's go Alabama.
Alabama's number eight.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, John, Florida. you've gotten 4 out of the 10, because I'm going to give you South Carolina, and you've got one strike against you. So you got 2 strikes remaining, and you need 6 more states that are the most dangerous states to live in. This just came out today, by the way.
Florida,
there you go. Number four. Very good. Now, keep in mind, the Gulf of Mexico's is big. It even goes west.
Mm-hmm.
Like out into Texas.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And I've been wondering, you know, what do you guys think? Texas, yes or no?
I would say Texas, dude, yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff could happen to you, couldn't it?
Yep.
And no one will do a thing about it. I would pick
Pull Texas. The trigger on it, John. Just do it.
Let's do it.
Number three. Texas, number three. Okay. You got 6 out of the 10. There are 4 states you need to fill it out.
We still down there in that south area there, Miles?
We sure are.
I would say
Georgia.
Maybe.
I mean, Georgia's there.
Oklahoma.
I like the
Arkansas.
I like the sound of Oklahoma. I'm thinking Nevada, maybe.
Again, back to natural disasters. Think if you want to tornadoes. There's more than just hurricanes.
Right. Kansas.
Yes. Wait, did we do Alabama yet?
Yes.
Yep. We did. But don't forget Arkansas. They suck at everything.
They did. let's go Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, number six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel better, Mike?
I feel so much better.
You've been lobbying for Oklahoma from the jump.
We're getting in that tornado alley, I think, is going to be, you know, fertile ground here. What's next to...
Arkansas.
Kansas, maybe?
Kansas might be on that list. Georgia might be there.
A lot of trailers in the air, isn't it, in Kansas?
Yeah. Kansas is known for that.
Kansas. Let's do it.
All right, man, if I'm you, I go Georgia, just based on hurricanes and general crime.
I think that's a strong call. General crime and hurricanes, that's a good mix.
Number nine.
It's a fantastic mix. It's part of their advertising pitch now.
John, here's where you're at. You've got an 8 out of 10, and you've got 2 strikes. You got 1 strike left, but you only need 2, okay?
All right. I mean,
some suggestions coming in include Kentucky. I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. We already covered Mississippi. We covered Carolina. Yeah. Now we already tried Kansas. There's no Kansas. Someone else says Missouri, bordering Kansas.
Missouri's
I don't know.
Terrible. I'd say Arkansas.
I'm sticking with Arkansas.
That might be a good one. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah. I'm thinking keep going up to North Carolina, but let's do Arkansas. Let's go, guys.
Arkansas is number 5.
Oh.
Okay, got 9, John.
Got one more.
Shoot from the hip.
Pressure is on.
Well, so far you're 9 out of 10. You already won.
I thought I was still missing 2. I must have missed one.
Oh, I got one.
So far we've got Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Where was South Carolina?
14.
I'm going to give it to you.
You're going to give it to him. All right.
Man, I don't. What would you say? Like, oh yeah, of course. Or does it seem a little more obscure?
You guys have already said it.
We've already
Missouri, said maybe
Georgia.
Still part of this?
Georgia's already said. Yep.
So Missouri and Nevada are the two I remember that we've said.
Yep.
But I think I would lean Missouri just based on natural disasters.
All right, John, we need your final answer.
All right. Let's do Missouri.
Number 10.
All right.
Clean the table. Here you go. The 15 most dangerous states in the United States of America. Number 15 would be Illinois based on the crime rate alone in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina, 14. That's on natural disaster tip. California, 13 is based on population and crime. Montana is number 12 based on injuries at work.
Yeah, job for sure.
Then Tennessee, 11. Missouri is at 10. 9, Georgia. Alabama, 8. Colorado, believe it or not, 7.
Huh.
6 is Oklahoma, Arkansas 5, 4 is Florida, Texas 3, Mississippi 2. Number 1 would be Louisiana. That is the new most dangerous state in America. Actually, it's been the most dangerous state in America for the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. They know what they're doing there.
Nice job, boys.
Yeah. Come double drink and toast with a shot of the day at 5:08. You are listening to the Men's.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No. 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrills.
Come up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The Giant Company has issued a recall of their taco kits because some of them contain hot chocolate packets.
I was wondering about that this morning. I'm assuming they're not supposed to.
No.
So what is it, like in place of the taco seasoning
it's
or something?
It's got to be. It has got to be. A packet of taco seasoning is now hot cocoa.
Just call it mole.
Man, that's what I was going to say.
Call
you
it
put
mole.
Some chocolate in that meat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Am I odd? I don't like mole.
It's never quite the same from place to place.
Okay.
Depends on the depends on the peppers.
I went to one restaurant that had it. It sounded good. I didn't get the chocolate aspect of it when I was reading it, so I ordered it. Like, let's give it a shot. I'm feeling adventurous. And I tried it, and this was one of the only times that somebody actually came by and, how is everything? And I said, I'm sure it's great. I don't think I like mole.
Okay.
I'm with you, man, and I went to that Red Iguana in Salt Lake City that's supposed to be, like, world famous for the mole. I'm with you. It's just not my thing.
Did you get it on a steak?
No, on a burrito.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, don't put the sauce on anything, but it is very hit and miss.
Yeah.
So at this point, I just don't order it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just.
Just don't order it.
Yeah. I'm just not going to order it. It's like, nah, I don't need chocolate sauce.
I don't know if it's going to be good and then it's going to cost me money.
Right.
Right.
I'm sure this is great for somebody. Let them have my helping.
The mole that I did have that I liked was not so good that I want to risk it again.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, it was fine.
That's okay.
It was fine.
There's a spider-like robot in development that they believe could be the future of building homes.
Cool. I want spiders to build my home.
Well, it's a robot that's got little six legs.
I know, but six?
I know. Spider-like, Steve. Spider-like.
But it's only got six legs every other insect. Hey, damn, man.
And then it just sits there, and I think it's, you know those, what is it? That it basically, the 3D printing homes?
Yeah.
It basically does the same thing. So it just walks over
spins
like
a little web.
It just poops as it's walking, making your house.
It just pooped my house out of its spider butt. All right.
Enjoy your new home. You've heard of FOMO, but now there's a new boogeyman.
Oh, no.
Phobo.
Fear of
being asked. FOMO is the fear of missing out, but what this one is the fear of a better option.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's buyer's remorse is what that is, basically, right?
Yeah. But now that they name it, everyone's going to keep bringing it up.
Exactly.
Like, all of these things have always been a thing, right? But once you give it an acronym, now people can't have FOMO. Like,
right.
We know.
Oh, man, my FOBO's kicking in. Like, okay, yeah.
And ironically, that started at Burning Man.
What, FOMO?
Yeah.
Really?
That's where the term came from. So the fact you hear it so much in, like, the corporate world, it's like,
no,
you guys just ruin everything.
Everything.
Just take everything.
You're just talking about a different thing in a different festival, a different party, different experience.
Yeah, and I never heard. I thought it was a great term. And it seemed like 2 years later, I started hearing people saying it around the office. I was like, no.
Stop.
Yeah.
Just quit.
Well, it's like woke. And that's a term black people use with each other about keeping up a current event, you know, knowing stuff.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, the other side took it and, like, weaponized it.
Mm-hmm. That's not what it means.
Right.
Say it all you want. Know what it means.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is an adjective, I'll give you guys a 60% success chance on this one.
Thank you.
So it's a word that I'm sure you know. It just doesn't really ever get
something
used,
we
okay?
Use.
It is a P word, careful, that means occurring immediately before the last one, or in other words, next to last.
I know the word.
Yes, you do.
Not perennial?
Perennial?
No.
Not perennial. It's
like, preemptive?
You're about to say it, Steve. So what would the last one be?
God dang it, I can't. Oh, God, I know this word.
Ah, yes, you do. You're right there.
It's not penultimate. It is, oh, God, I'm so close.
You done
did. Perineum. Just say it before I hurt myself.
You glitched your tongue, and now you can't fix it. Penultimate.
Yes.
Penultimate.
God, of course it is.
Dang it. The second to last. Uh-huh. Ultimate being the last. That's why that's another word that gets overused is ultimate. Like, no, ultimate is the final. The last one.
Right. This penultimate.
That's an ultimate pen.
The penultimate is mightier than the sword.
I can take down any man.
According to 24 years of NASA satellite data, the world is getting darker. And the Northern Hemisphere is doing it faster.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
They warned us about this.
Darker, how? What do they mean? More black people?
I think so.
I think that's what they mean.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yep. Good for me. Really.
Boom. Yep. What, like less sunlight?
Yeah.
I
think so.
Ireland is ours.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's getting crazy dark out here, dude.
Some days you're just like, oh, I'll turn on the lights.
Daylight savings is just going to be...
Oh, God, don't even bring it up.
I know. I'm
Jeez,
sorry.
What is that, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, we're not far.
Great.
We are not far.
Maybe three by the time it's all said.
College students in Australia are being accused of using AI to cheat on their assignments based on findings of an AI system that administrators are using to check their work.
So they're using AI to figure out if the kids are using AI.
They're using the AI to grade their work and also check if they're using AI.
Well, if they're using the AI to grade the work, then you can't really get on them for using it to create.
Don't say anything,
yeah, exactly.
If I can't use a calculator to do math, you can't use the calculator to check if my math is correct.
Here's the thing. Then they're using AI right.
Correct.
You call it cheating, but the purpose of AI is exactly what they're using it for.
We want to run from it. We don't want it to be, and I get it. However, it's here. AI is going to happen. It is the future. It is going to take over and change things.
No kidding.
So don't let us get behind by sitting there and say we can't be using this. We have the information superhighway at our fingertips. It used to be that you had to cite all of your sources, which I get because you do want reputable sources. That should be what we're looking at.
That should be it.
However, it's like we don't have to remember anything. I was just reading literally on the live video today. We stopped remembering things 10 years ago. We admitted that we don't remember things anymore because we don't have to. The internet does for us.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's why I have no Google rule. If I'm trying to think of something, if it's driving me nuts all day, eventually I will Google it.
Try to figure it out.
I'm trying to get my brain to work.
Right.
That's all.
I can come up with a little bit of forethought here.
I had this. It woke me up the other morning. I was trying to remember my cousin's husband's name. All right. I went to their wedding. I met this guy like 7 times.
Frank.
I just never really spent any time
with him.
Every time I spent time with him,
Brad,
it's like,
that guy's
it was
man.
A family thing.
Anthony.
And I was in bed just like, I'm going to get this.
Agamemnon.
I'm going to get this. And I fell back asleep. And then like when I woke up, I was like, Shane! It's Shane!
That was my next guess.
Do you not remember people based on basically the couple that they're in?
See, I never spent time with him.
Gotcha, okay.
I've always known my cousin. But he is her husband who I don't really know.
Yeah. Right.
But I have been to the wedding with also 300 people. Like, I met all of his family. I met all these other people that I don't know. But I've never really hung out with them. We've never eaten dinner together, never been to a bar, never had a general conversation. But I went to his wedding, so I should know his name.
I should know
it
this
is
guy,
odd. Like, last week, hanging out at, like, my buddy Will's, right? And somebody was like, man, you get along with his wife pretty well. And I was like, yeah, it's fun. And they were like, do you guys go out? I was like, I have met her once at her wedding.
And that was it.
Like, I'm very happy that we do get along. But it's like one of those things where, like, I feel like I know her as I talk to Will so much.
Sure.
Same for her. But, like, honestly, we just looked at my buddy. I was like, we really don't know each other.
A new study found that most Americans would consider a sponsored wedding to save money. Speaking of weddings.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
This wedding brought to you by Metamucil.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Baja Blast.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
But you know what? It's because weddings are expensive.
They are. Sorry to me to cut you off. I just want to say it's been a great day. And the Kia Puyallup Comcast team, we had a good tux on today. It's moving fast.
Dude, that'll be a thing. Grooms go up there with a big old Budweiser banner on the back.
Oh, yeah. And to work it in to the actual vows,
depending on
the sponsorship.
I make a stinky, I will call Pete.
Like an Elvis did Castle's wedding. Will you take this burning hunk of love?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, now time for the official reception brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorney.
Right, I'm about to say, do you take this man to have and to hold, and when you're driving down the road and you get hit, you will call an advocate?
I do.
Yeah, make the priest put in some lines.
But they're expensive, and there's a handful of things that we need to do to kind of curb the cost.
The Mentor Top 10. The Mentor Top 10.
So these are 10 hacks to save money on a wedding. These are all recommendations. We are coming into the winter wedding season. So ladies, gents, if you guys are planning a wedding, keep all of these things in mind. I know that we kept ours on a decently good budget as well. Mm-hmm. However, it was still crazy expensive.
It's still expensive, yeah.
So number 10 on the list, they say learn to negotiate with vendors. It says be friendly but firm. Negotiating can save you a significant amount on big ticket items like your venue and catering. Do your research. Gather quotes from multiple vendors to understand the market rate and what is included. Focus on value, not just price. And I can't stress that enough. Focus on the value of what it is that you're getting. Instead of a direct discount, ask for extra inclusions like an extra hour of service or upgrade linens.
I said the smartest thing we did, right? And like, it's going to be expensive no matter what. But the one thing was, got all the flowers from Pike Place Market.
There you go.
If you go to a florist and you say it's for a wedding, I mean, basically, you have to sign something in blood. We went to Pike Place Market, right? With 75 people there, whatever. $110 total.
Perfect.
And all the women are like, these flowers are so beautiful. I'm like, yes, they are right down the street of the market.
Well,
man.
You know,
but it's still like $10 or $15 a bouquet. And even when we told them what it was for, they didn't jack up the price. Do you hear that, Flores?
Right.
And they wrapped them up, did the thing, and they set them up.
Right. I know what the cost of booze is, and I know what the cost of booze is when you all show up. And so I honestly, for months leading up, I just went to Costco. Every time I got a paycheck, I went to Costco and I got a case of something.
We did explain to the wedding planner. We said, look, man. But he said, this group drinks a lot. And of course, she said, oh, I hear that all the time. I said, I'm sure that you do, but I'm not joking. They started to run out about halfway through. They made a run. They had to go down to the bar of the restaurant and basically clean them out to supply the booze we were drinking.
Yeah.
Like we tried to tell you.
They say get creative with the desserts. Wedding cakes are... wedding capes. That's going to be
that
badass.
Would be cool.
Wedding cakes are expensive due to their intricacy and extra costs associated with serving them. Fake your cake, they say. Order a small, beautifully decorated ornamental cake or for the photo op and serve less expensive sheet cake for your guests. Have a dessert bar. Set up a dessert bar with cupcakes, cookies, pastries, which can eliminate cake cutting fee. And then bake your own, they even say.
We had just basic ass cake, but I do remember this. My wife got a chocolate fountain.
Nice.
And it just covered everything. Everybody's like, people like chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the hell you put on it. It's like you can just pour chocolate all over whatever it is.
I would say, too, all the weddings I've been to, like, for whatever reason, it's hard for people when they're dancing and drinking and hanging out to stop down and eat a piece of cake. You serve cupcakes. People will eat them.
People will absolutely.
We just went no-name cakes.
Or take them, yeah.
Yeah. We went no-name cakes, and we also had a candy table, if you guys remember.
I do remember that.
So it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be all that big, huge. You can make those things look fancy and look really, really cute. Be strategic with floral arrangements, Steve. Flowers can add up, but you get stunning arrangements for less with a few simple tricks. Use in-season flowers, locally available. Seasonal blooms are much more affordable than out-of-season or exotic ones. Incorporate greenery. Use lush greenery like eucalyptus and ferns instead of flowers, and then buy flowers in bulk. Consider buying flowers in bulk from a warehouse store or a flower market and creating your own bouquets and centerpieces.
Yeah,
seriously. You can do that for a fact. My buddy did that. He did not do it. He was not a florist. He was a refrigerated floral warehouse.
Okay.
So the entire warehouse was refrigerated.
Right.
You could keep meat in there. He had all kinds of different, but flowers from Colombia were his number one thing, roses specifically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He would get raided once every 2 weeks. You would be shocked at the number of vases that are made out of cocaine.
Really?
The number of different things.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just looks like porcelain.
It is. Until you cut it down and snort it.
Yeah.
Take it to a party. But he didn't know that. Like, you know, like he was just really doing
the 10 hacks to save money on a wedding. They say borrow and repurpose items. Instead of buying new, consider borrowing items from friends and family who have recently married. Reuse ceremony decor, repurpose bridesmaid bouquets and ceremony florals as reception centerpieces. Wear recycled dress, shop sample sales, secondhand wedding dress sites like Still White or Nearly Newlywed, or consider Stay White.
Yeah.
Stay White, die.
I feel you, brother. That's all I got to do.
Rethink your venue choice.
I would also say real quick about dresses. I've been in 23 weddings. I've been to a lot of weddings. My buddy married a girl whose father was a very high-end lawyer or whatever. She wore a $300 prom dress.
Boom.
So you don't have to go crazy if you don't want to.
And also, while we're going down this list, you notice one thing that we are just avoiding at all costs? Anything that has the title of wedding in the front of it.
Yeah.
Bridal. Mm-hmm. Grooms.
Because they will charge you more.
They will, just because they know you need it.
That is it.
Avoid it. Look at what the basic of what it is. It's a dress. It's not a wedding dress. It's a dress. Okay, you can find a pretty white dress that kind of fits the bill. Rethink your venue choice. An all-inclusive, built-in venue can simplify planning and reduce costs, while a naturally beautiful space can help you save on decor. Choose a beautiful backdrop, they say. Look for venues with a naturally scenic backdrop, such as a garden, a park, historic site, to cut down on decorations. Host an at-home wedding. A backyard wedding can provide a personal and cost-effective setting for your ceremony or reception. My old man did that when he got remarried. Opt for an all-inclusive package. Some venues offer packages that include catering, linens, everything, which can be less expensive and more convenient than hiring multiple vendors.
Yeah.
100%.
Save your money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Optimize your catering choices. Consider a buffet or food truck. Buy your own alcohol. Serve signature cocktails, which we didn't do, but that always seems like a fun little twist.
Oh, yeah. And a food truck would be pretty awesome.
Damn right. Oh.
You know, just two or three of them, man. Like, hey, guys, like, we got burritos. Right. We got Italian and we got Greek food. Just go outside.
That wouldn't be bad. Just literally call a few of them up. Like, I wonder if you could work out a deal, like,
pay for a certain amount in advance.
Exactly.
Right? Everyone goes up, gets the thing. If you want seconds, you got to pay for it.
I want a hot dog guy.
Yeah.
Hot dog cart. Exactly. Give me a handful of tickets that I can hand out to the first 50 guests that arrive.
Yeah.
And then everybody else, if they want more, they can go up to your truck.
Yeah.
Why not? Embrace a do-it-yourself approach for decor. They say to make your own centerpieces. Repurpose thrifted or bulk-bought mason jars, wine bottles, or lanterns with candles, string lights, or greenery. Create your own signs and table numbers. Design your own stationery. Use online templates from sites like Canva, or buy a quality home printer with an ink subscription to print your own invitations and save the dates.
Again, that's true. Now you can just do it all online. It's, definitely save money.
Hell yeah, dude. Choose an off-peak date and time. I know, you want the beautiful winter wonderland wedding. You want that beautiful springtime, everything's in bloom wedding. I get it. However, select a weekday. Consider getting married on a Friday, a Sunday, any weekday, as Saturday weddings are typically the most expensive.
It's just a matter of your guests being able to get off work.
Yeah.
That's right. Friday night weddings. Like, my brother did a Friday night. That was fine. I've gone to a couple Sunday weddings, but you're right. Just only so many people are going to take off that Monday.
Yeah.
So it kind of quells the reception a little bit, but it's your wedding, so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Pick an off-season month. Winter and late fall are generally slower months for the wedding industry, with lower rates for venues and vendors. So genuine February as far as the winter goes.
And also, don't get married during football season.
Yeah.
That was my only particular rule.
For your friends.
Let's just
know. Or you just got to know. Maybe look at the schedule.
Right.
Well, I wanted to make sure no year, my anniversary, going to fall on an NFL Sunday. And I know how petty that sounds, but that was my position.
Your brother couldn't come.
Exactly. See, and we couldn't have
there
that.
There you go.
And then they give you this as the final hack to save money on a wedding. And the pandemic did help me with this part. Drastically reduce your guest list.
Yeah.
This is the single most effective way to cut wedding costs, as every part of your budget, from catering to invitations to rentals and centerpieces, is impacted by the number of people that you bring. Focus on your priorities. Create an A list of non-negotiable guests and a B list of others that you would like to invite if space and budget allow. And also, don't feel obligated. Don't feel pressure to invite somebody just because they invited you to their wedding, just because they're a certain family member. It is amazing at how many parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles
will start telling you who else you must invite to your wedding.
It is incredible how many people are entitled to be at your wedding.
I would hear all this stuff, man, and I'm like, I don't even know who half these people are. Like, I know their name, but I don't know them. And I explained to my mother, I said, do you know why we are financing our own wedding? Because just like anything, if you ain't paying, you got no influence. We will cover the cost ourselves. That's the one thing I said to my wife. We're paying for this. It will be on our terms.
That's right.
Period.
I mean, a lot of people won't mind if they're not invited.
I know. Yeah. That's the other thing. Like, dude,
right.
We'll give them an announcement.
We'll send you something. Right. A man in the UK trusted Google for a medical diagnosis, Miles.
How'd that work out for him?
All about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, as usual. We head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 84-year-old Barrett Hansen.
All right.
Do you know who Barrett Hansen is?
I do not.
I know you don't, because most people, if they know him at all, That would be Mr. Dr. Demento. Dr. Demento. So for the last 55 years, Dr. Demento has hosted the Dr. Demento Show, where he's championed novelty and comedy records. He introduced listeners to various musical oddities and introduced to the world a guy named, Weird Al Yankovic. That's basically where he got his break. He was also the guy that made it clear to me at 8 years old that radio was going to do, is going to be what I decided to do for a living. And that is the God's honest truth. I heard this guy and I'm like, I want to do that. To his credit, he does it considerably better. But after 55 years of doing this, and it is just wacky, stupid, pointless, which are all things that I deeply, deeply appreciate. And this guy did 5.5 decades of it anyway. He's finally signing off so he can enjoy the rest of his years after being 84 years old. But hey, man, for someone like me, that was my absolute inspiration to want to get into radio. The fact that he's just retiring now is freaking amazing. And it makes our 20 years seem kind of pissant. Just throwing it out there.
Yes, all right, 85, he can retire.
Then again, he has no beer. So what can you do? So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.